USA Radio News.
Facebook has joined Twitter in cutting off Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, delivering a 24-hour hold on her account for allegedly violating its COVID-19 misinformation policy. Former President Donald Trump chimed in on the moves Monday night, urging other people to get off Facebook and Twitter, citing the social media companies as a disgrace to the country. A judge has ordered charges dropped against two Bureau of Prisons guards who admitted falsifying records after Jeffrey Epstein's jail suicide. Tova Noel and Michael Thomas admitted their guilt in May in exchange for having the charges dismissed if they followed the agreement's rules for 6 months. And gas prices across the country are averaging around $3.28 per gallon. According to AAA, gas stations in the Pacific Northwest are charging the highest prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is recovering from COVID-19.
A statement Monday from Dan Patrick's campaign says the lieutenant governor experienced mild symptoms and tested positive for COVID last week. He since tested negative and is completing his self-quarantine period. He's working from home and will return to his public schedule by the end of the week, according to a senior campaign advisor, and no one else in his household was infected. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The former CEO and founder of Theranos has been found guilty on 4 charges centering around fraud and conspiracy. Elizabeth Holmes faces up to 20 years in prison as well as a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count of wire fraud and each conspiracy count. Holmes claimed to have revolutionized blood testing, but faced allegations she intentionally lied to doctors, patients, and investors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's a difference between a child being hospitalized with COVID-19 or because of COVID-19.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
That if you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. If a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Amid New York Attorney General Letitia James's investigation of former President Donald Trump's financial dealings, his two children have filed a motion to quash those subpoenas. Donald Trump Jr. and daughter Ivanka Trump's lawyer argued the subpoenas violate the rules of criminal procedure since James's office is also involved in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of the Trump Organization. And a fast-moving redistricting trial over North Carolina's new congressional and legislative maps is underway. The state Supreme Court told the trial judges to rule by January 11th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.